This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. And so we've been looking at the leading of the Spirit. And I love Colossians 3:15 in the Amplified Classic. And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind, in that peaceful state to which as members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live. And so peace is to have the final vote. I think that's important. The peace of God is to have the final vote in our lives. The peace is to have the final say. Let peace have the final say on the decisions that you make. I think that's important, that when you don't have peace, it's a warning that something is off, even if you don't fully understand. And I believe it's an indication that you need to maybe pray and seek the Lord more. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said he would lead us into all truth. And so by identifying the Holy Spirit, not just with holiness, but also with truth, he's the Holy Spirit of truth. You know, it's an indication that he cannot lead us into a lie. He cannot lead us into deception. He cannot allow us to believe that which is untrue. And so this is where, again, it's so important for us to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead us and guide us, because he will if we allow him. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And the Amplified, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, that's absolutely key, because I think there are many people who could be led by the Spirit, but they don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. The Holy Spirit will lead you if you allow him. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Holy Spirit are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we are believers, our children of God. So, are we being led by the Spirit of God or the spirit of the world? This is why, again, we need to be sensitive to that inner witness. At times, we will have a strong yes or no without any particular evidence. And I believe that's the inner witness of the Spirit, because he will lead you if you let him. Now, again, if you're not in the Word and you're not in prayer and you're not planted in the church, you know, it's much easier for you to be deceived and misled. But you know what? If you're walking in holiness, you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you're building your life on the Word, you know, you're planted in a good church that's proclaiming the Word of God, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're praying in the Spirit, you know, there's a much better chance that the Spirit of God will, and again, it's not chance ultimately, I understand that, but there's the Holy Spirit will lead you if you allow him. So we've dealt with the leading of the Spirit in a lot of detail, but it's tremendously important, because too many times people are making bad decisions because they're not being led. And so, secondly, I'd like us to look at the learning of the Spirit. John 14 and verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you do know him, for he abides with you, and he will be in you. So it's interesting that when Jesus in John 15 invites us to abide in him and for him to abide in us, here the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit abides in us. And, you know, Christ abides in us by his Holy Spirit. And so, again, this is something that's important when we talk about the learning of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will help you to learn. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. And what does he do? He helps us to learn. He helps us to live. He helps us to lead. That he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. And so again, the Holy Spirit abides with us. He abides in us, and he is the Spirit of truth. And so Jesus has promised that this same Holy Spirit would abide in us, the Spirit of truth, who would lead us into all truth. Verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So the Holy Spirit is there to quicken truth, to reveal truth, to remind us of truth. Because, you know, many times, we have a tendency to forget some really important lessons, and the Holy Spirit is there to bring to our remembrance the truth. It was the Holy Spirit that enabled the disciples to remember all that Jesus had taught them and told them and lived before them. And so the same Holy Spirit is working in us today to enable us to learn and to grow and to be the men and women of God God's called us to be. John 15:26, but when the Helper comes, whom I have sent you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you will also bear witness because you've been with me from the beginning. So again, he's referred to as the Helper. And so again, one of the primary things he does is he helps us to learn. He helps us to understand. He helps us to grow. He helps us to mature. And verse 12 of chapter 16, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So he helps us to discover, to learn, to grow, to discover the truth, to learn the truth, to understand the truth. For he will not speak in his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit, you know, understands and knows the secrets of heaven. And if you learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit, he will reveal them to you. The Holy Spirit has been sent to teach and reveal truth to us and help us to live a different life. Others will notice that there is something different about us. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I'm humble and gentle in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And I think it's important to remember that his yoke is easy, his burden is light, because sometimes believers come under assault, they come under attack, and you know, the enemy many times is relentless in his attack, and sometimes believers can get a little discouraged, they can get a little down, and I think it's important to remind yourself that, you know what, God is faithful, and that, you know, serving him doesn't have to be hard. Yes, we will have to fight some battles, we will have to overcome some mountains and move some mountains and defeat some giants. But you know what? We fight from a position of victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Christ's victory is our victory. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us to understand that and to live that and to take that. And, you know, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You know, we have to take it. And so the Holy Spirit is there to teach us how to take it. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is there to teach us how to take it. And this is why we literally can't fail if we will only learn from the Holy Spirit, for he is the fountain of all knowledge. So praise God for the Spirit of truth. And may we all become more sensitive to him, to his leading, to learn of him, and to be led by him. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.